Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天一起来读两处的经文。
We're going to read some scriptures today.
第一处是在马太福音八章二十三到二十七节。
First scripture we're going to read is in the book of Matthew, chapter 8, 23 to 27.
我读大家听好了，大家心里读也可以哈。二十三章那边，耶稣上了船，门徒跟着他，海边起了暴风，甚至船被波浪淹盖，耶稣却睡着了。门徒来叫醒了他，说：“主啊，救我们，我们丧命了。”耶稣说：“你们这小信的人啊，为什么胆乏呢？”于是起来斥责风和海，风和海就大大的平静了。众人稀奇说：“这是怎样的人，连风和海也听从他了。”第二处是在也是马太福音在十六章。
Second scripture will be in the chapter 16.
第五节到十二节。
So it's verse 5 to verse 12.
门徒渡到那边去，忘了带饼。耶稣对他们说：“你们要谨慎，防备法利赛人和撒都该人的教。”门徒彼此议论说：“这是因为我们没有带饼吧？”耶稣看出来就说：“你们这小信的人，为什么因为没有饼彼此议论呢？你们还不明白吗？不记得那五饼分给五千人，又收拾了多少篮子的零碎吗？也不记得那七个饼分给四千人，又收拾了多少筐子的零碎吗？我对你们说，要防备法利赛人和撒都该人的教。这话不是指着饼说的，你们怎么不明白呢？”门徒这才晓得他说的不是叫他们防备饼的教，乃是防备法利赛人和撒都该人的教训。我们接下去有点祷告。
They have some praise.
主，我们实在感谢你的恩典，我们可以今天因着你的名在这里聚集。
Lord, we thank you for your name. We gather here together today.
实在是你的恩典。
Is your grace.
我们实在心里欢喜快乐。
We are, our hearts was, full with joy and happiness.
因为你给我们有这样的地位。
You gave us kind of position like this.
我们可以今天在这里能够来敬拜我们的神。
And we can come here and worship you.
可以与你相交，也可以弟兄姊妹们在你的生命里面彼此相交。
And we can have fellowship with you here and with some fellowship with our brothers and sisters in your life.
我们是在求你预备好我们的心。
May you prepare our hearts.
好让我们实在能够领受到你对我们的恩典。
Let us can receive you, your grace.
也实在将我们心中的感谢赞美来归给你。
And we give us our thanks from our heart to you.
好，让你得着我们心中真实的敬拜。
May you get a truly worship from us.
我们这样祷告祈求是奉你宝贵的名。
Pray in precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
那我们刚才看了两处的经文，我想马太福音大家都很熟悉哈。
So we're quite familiar with the book of Matthew, and we read some scriptures already.
如果你稍微留意一下，我们刚才读了两处的经文。
If you pay attention to the scriptures we read,
你就会留意，这两处的经文，有一句话是相同的。
So you might aware of there's one sentence, is the same one sentence is mentioned.
就是主耶稣说他的门徒，你们这小信的人。
So is the Lord Jesus called his disciple, you of the little faith?
第一处是讲到主平息风和海。
So in the first scripture, it said, our Lord come the winds and sea.
第二处是主教导他的门徒要防备法利赛人和撒杜盖人的教。
Second scripture, it said, be aware of the Easter of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
在这两个主跟门徒彼此交谈的过程中，
So when our Lord and His disciples, they are talking about this.
主耶稣都说他的门徒是小心的人。
And then our Lord called the disciples, you of little faith.
我们先来看第一处八章那边的记载。
Let's have a look this in the scriptures in chapter 8.
这里讲到那些门徒随了我们的主耶稣上了船。
So he said, the disciples got into the boat with Lord Jesus.
在船的行驶过程中突然起了风浪。
So on the neck, they came up a furious storm.
但是这里记载说主耶稣在这个时间却睡着了。
And this time, our Lord Jesus was asleep.
如果我们知道的话，我想我们知道主的门徒中有好几位都是本身就是打鱼的。
So if you know some disciples, among some disciples, there are some fishermen.
在第四章那边记载。
In chapter 4, book of Matthew.
彼得的西门和他的兄弟安德烈。
So the Peter, Simon and his brother Andrew.
西比他的儿子雅各和他的兄弟约翰。
And then John and James, Jacob,
都是在加利利的海边被耶稣招呼来做他的门徒的。
And they called in the Sea of Galilee, and then they called for as our Lord's disciples.
他们蒙了耶稣的呼召，就来跟从了他。
And they were called by Lord Jesus, and then they come and follow him.
他们原来就是一个渔夫。
And they are fishermen.
我想渔夫一定熟悉海上的生活。
So they, I think, as a fisherman, and they should very get used to the life on the sea.
也可以想象他们一定也经过海上的风和浪。
And they might already experience some the winds and the sea.
记得很多年前我有一次去大堡礁。
So, I remember many years ago, I went to the Great Barrier Reef.
记得那时候是在昆士兰的一个叫 Bundaberg 的地方上船。
So, we boarding the boat in the place Bundaberg in Queensland.
当时坐的是两翼的气叠船。
And we are boarding the boat Dovercraft.
估计可能如果去过那个地方的弟兄姊妹们都会记得哈，那里是有气叠船在去那个大堡礁。
So you have a trip to this place and then you might board the Dovercraft.
我们去的那天呢，也是在途中突然起了大风。
So on the journey to the Great Barrier Reef, there was a storm.
当时的风浪确实蛮大的。
So this is a big storm.
而且那个气力船它是在因为靠气它是在海面上行驶。
So the Dovercraft is a floating on the water.
所以这个船颠簸得很厉害。
So the journey is quite bumpy.
没过多久就有个人开始晕船了。
So some passengers seasick.
到了后来船上几乎绝大部分人都已经晕船。
And, you know, most of the passengers, they got seasick.
剩下少数没有晕的都不敢动，因为一动就会晕。
But the rest of them haven't got so sick, seasick, they just stay in the boat. If they move, and they might get sick.
那时候只有那些船员他们可以在船还在船上自由的走来走去，帮助那些有需要的人。
So only the crews on the boat and they can move freely on the boat and help the people are sick.
那 可见那些惯常在海上生活的人，他们比普通人要经得起风浪。
So for you can see this person, they walk on the boat, and then they might getting better, and then can get used to the life on the boat.
那么，我想按照这个经验，他主耶稣的那个几个门徒，应该比主耶稣都经得起风了。
So if you're getting through this, you can see these disciples, they're fishermen, so they should get used to the storm.
但是我们看到我们的主耶稣好像这个风浪对他没有任何的影响，他竟然睡着了。
But you can see our Lord Jesus, he was asleep, and it looked like the storm didn't affect him too much.
而是他的那些门徒，那些原来做渔夫的门徒们。
And these disciples, they working as a fisherman.
惊慌失措。
And they're quite afraid.
那我想从他们的行为表现，我们可以想象到那个时候的风浪有多大。
So you can imagine how great the storm is, and make these fishermen they are afraid.
我想这个风浪是大到他们已经觉得忍受不了，也非常害怕。
So I think this kind of storms for them is like out of control.
这些经上上也有写到，他说这个甚至船要被波浪淹盖了。
So it is that, like said, the boat was swamped by the sea.
所以门徒就跑到耶稣来，叫醒耶稣说：“主啊，救我们，我们丧命了。
”So the disciples they went and woke him and saying, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing."
当我们的主耶稣被他们叫醒之后。
And our Lord wake up by name.
对他们说。
He talked to them.
你们这小信的人呢、啊、
？Oh, you of little faith.
为什么胆乏呢
？Why are you afraid?
言下之意说，我在这里有什么好怕的
？So he means I'm here. Why are you so afraid?
我想按照这里马太福音的记载。
So according to this scripture.
这些门徒已经跟随耶稣有一段时间了。
So we can see these disciples, they already followed Jesus a little while.
他们也亲身经历了主耶稣显大能医病赶鬼。
So they got some experience, our Lord Jesus healed the patients and then drove out the demons.
也认耶稣为他们的主。
And then they recognize our Lord as their Lord.
实在说，当他们跟耶稣在一起的时候，他们是不用担心任何事情的。
When they stay with the Lord Jesus, it doesn't make sense they should like this afraid.
因为凡事都有他们的主耶稣会为他们来担当。
So everything our Lord will help them.
但是我想，当初实在是那个环境的险恶，超出了他们所能忍受的。
So I think the circumstance is quite out of control.
也可能由于他们对我们主耶稣的认识还不是那么完全。
And I think they didn't gain the quite limited knowledge about the Lord Jesus.
以致他们惊慌害怕。
And then why they so afraid?
当耶稣对他们说完话以后，就起来斥责了风和浪，风和海。
So after the Lord talked to them, and he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea.
风和海就大大的平静了。
And he said, "There was a great calm."
讲我们耶稣的行为他表现出对他门徒的同情。
So we can from the actions of Lord Jesus, we can see he showed sympathy on his disciples.
同时也向他的门徒显明了他的全能。
And he showed his power for them.
连风和海也听从他了。
So the winds and the seas obeyed him.
这里他向门徒显明了，他不仅是他们的主，他也是大自然的主。
So he showed he's not only the Lord of these disciples, but he is the Lord of the nature.
因为他是主，所以这些风和浪对他没有丝毫一点的影响。
So he is the Lord, so he can't be affected by these winds and the sea.
在那些人在人看来要丧命的大风浪中，他可以安然睡着。
So in this such a great storm, and he was asleep.
我想这段经文给我们看见。
And this scripture is telling us,
无论环境多么恶劣,
no matter what kind of the situation,
或者在难面临的难处有多大,
how difficult you're facing,
我们这些信主的门徒，我们这些信徒实在不用害怕。
The believers, we don't need to be afraid.
因为主与我们同在。
And He will be with us.
我们如果到一个程度我们忍受不了，我们可以到他的面前去。
If you find one point you can bear it, and you can come up onto Him.
来依靠他。
And you can rely on Him.
就可以一定得到他所赐的平安和稳妥。
And then you will receive the peace and then the grace from him.
今年年初有一个弟兄是在平时在我们中央海岸聚会的一个弟兄。
In the early of this year, there's a brothers, we have the meeting in the central coast.
他发现突然头痛。
So he found he having headache.
后来检查出来脑子里长了一个肿瘤。
And then after check up, and then he found that there's a tumor in his brain.
而且这个肿瘤发展得很快。
And this tumor is growing rapidly.
到后来压迫视神经，他眼睛看东西都模糊，而且边上都看不见。
So his vision very badly affected, and then because the tumor affects the visual nerves.
在六月初动了手术。
In the early of June, and then he had a surgery.
在他得病到手术这段时间。
When he found that he got a tumor and to the time to the surgery.
他和他太太就紧紧的依靠主。
So, this time he quite relied on God closely.
主就给他们很大的平安。
So our Lord gave them great peace.
做完手术之后
After the surgery,
他做见证说
And then he had the testimony.
我完全依靠主的保守和恩典在度过每一天。
So I had our Lord's, I relying on the grace of Lord, I can have my everyday, I can have my daily life.
每时每刻都不离开主。
Every minutes, every seconds, I don't want to live apart from him.
如果靠自己的肉体就是一动都不能动。
If I relied my body flesh, I can't move myself.
但是靠着主的恩典和怜悯。
On his grace and then mercy.
我们可以跨过一道道的隔坎。
And we can pass this pass over these difficulties.
在我们前天的查经聚会中，他还告诉我们。
In the day before the family meeting.
他手术后脱水很严重。
He sharing he had dehydrated after surgery.
脱水严重的话，可能会真的蛮严重，会影响到身体。
So if after surgery had a dehydration and will affect his health.
但他说他里边没有害怕。
And he said in his heart there's no any afraid.
完全的信靠。
And then he relied on him, trusts on him.
主就给他恩典，让他一切都正常。
And our Lord give his grace and make everything normal.
我想弟兄的经历也是我们每个人都可以经历的。
I know from this experience, I think we also can experience as well.
我们无论在什么情况下
whatever, what kind of circumstance,
我们都可以来到主面前。
And we can come up on him.
来信靠他。
And we can rely on him.
因为他是我们的救主。
And he is our savior.
他是完全可以信靠的。
And then he can be fully trusted.
那我们接下去看第二处的经文，在马太福音十六章那里。
And I'm going to read the chapter 16.
这里是记载了耶稣回应了法利赛人和撒都干人来试探他。
It said after the Pharisee and the Sadducees they come and test Jesus.
那时候法利赛人和赛杜干人是要请耶稣从天上显个神迹给他们看。
And they asked the Jesus to show a sign in the heaven.
耶稣在回应了法利赛人和撒杜干人之后
，And then he responds to them.
就对他的门徒说
，And then he got some teachings for his disciples.
他对他们说，你们要谨慎。
And then he said, "Watch and beware of."
防备法利赛人和撒杜干人的教。
Watch and beware of the leaven of Pharisees and the Sadducees.
从这里经文我们可以看到，当耶稣跟他的门徒讲完这些话的时候
，So we can see after he talked to the disciples.
很显然，他的门徒们不太明白。主向他们说这话的意思到底是什么
？And we can see the disciples they couldn't understand why what's the meaning of this teaching.
以至于他们彼此议论说这是因为我们没有带饼吧
？So they discussed one another and said, this might be we didn't bring the bread.
因为他们这次跟耶稣在一起忘了带了饼。
Because they didn't take the bread.That time.
据熟悉圣经的那些解经弟兄介绍。
If you get some brothers, they familiar with the scriptures.
他们说法利赛人他们对这个教非常讲究。
So the Pharisees, they are quite aware of this leaven.
或许他的门徒就因为这些的原因，而且呢，因为他们没有当时忘了带饼。
Maybe this is the reason why they so attention to this leaven, and the other reason might be they didn't realize they didn't bring the bread.
所以他们的心思都一直在纠结，说我们怎么没有带饼。
So the eyes they only focus on the why we didn't bring the bread.
而且主耶稣在这里提到教呢，教又是跟饼好像有直接的关系。
So our Lord Jesus teaching related to leaven, and then you know leaven is related to bread.
所以呢，当耶稣这样讲的话讲的时候，他们自然就想到了那个他们没有带饼。
So when our Lord Jesus talking about leaven, and then they just think about might be the reason.He talking about is why we didn't bring the bread.
耶稣看出了他们的困惑。
So our Lord Jesus can see the confusion.
就对他们说：“你们这小信的人呐。”
And then he said, "You of little faith."
为什么因为没有饼彼此议论呢
？Why are you discussing among yourself the fact that you have no bread?
我想耶稣责备了他们，我们看是蛮有道理的，因为。主耶稣接着又提醒他们。
So our Lord Jesus rebuked them, and then he keep reminding them.
我想那些门徒都亲身经历了主耶稣用五饼让5000多人吃饱。
So we can know these disciples they experienced the signs. Our Lord feed the 5,000 in 5 loaves.
也用7个饼分给了4000多人。
And 7 loaves for the 4,000.
两次不仅吃饱了，而且还绰绰有余，多了很多。
So they feed them, and then they got some baskets of bread.
但是他们仍在为没有带饼在担忧。
And then they're still concerned about why we didn't bring the bread.
似乎他们的心思一直在这个饼在上面。
So, they still focus on the bread.
以至于耶稣教导他们关乎生命的教训时。
So when the Lord teaching them about the some spiritual teachings,
他们竟然就明白不了。
And they can't understand.
我想他们的心思意念是在他们肉体的需要上。
And then I think they only focus on the worldly, the body needs, their minds only focus on this.
以至于 当主耶稣啊将生命的教训来教导他们的时候
，When our Lord want to give them the life of teachings，
啊，他们听是听到了
，They listened，
但是他们实在是不明白
，They heard but they can't understand。
我想今天啊也是一样
，So is like today。
好，当我们的注意力专注在属世的物质的需要上时
，So if your eyes only focus on the worldly needs，
我们就看不见
，So you can't see，
我们也感受不到
，You can't feel，
主在生命上对我们的教导和带领
，So you can't get the guides and then the teachings in the life，
啊。这里给我们看到，尽管那些门徒不明白
，So, O Lord, these disciples they couldn't understand.
啊，但是耶稣仍是蛮有怜悯
，So our Lord
和恩典
，Our Lord still have mercy and grace on them.
他提醒他的门徒们
，He reminded them.
而且这里重复两次
，And then that's two times reminder，
你们还不明白吗
？You can't understand。
不记得那五个饼分给五千人。
So it says the five loaves for the 5,000。
又收拾了多少篮子的零碎吗
？And how many baskets you gathered？
也不记得那七个饼分给四千人。
And seven loaves for the 4,000。
又收拾了多少筐子的零碎
？And how many baskets you get？
我对你们说要防备法利赛人和撒都该人的教。
I said beware of the leaven of Pharisees and Sadducees。
这话不是指着饼说的。
I'm not talking about the bread。
你们怎么不明白呢
？So why you can't understand？
所以主耶稣虽然他的门徒因着心思意念。在物质的需要上
So Lord, these disciples, their minds still are focused on the worldly needs.
不能明白主耶稣所跟他们讲的
They can't understand the teachings of our Lord.
但是主耶稣没有放弃他们
So our Lord didn't give up.
主耶稣还是在这里重复的来提醒他们
And the Lord keep reminding them.
我想主耶稣在这里责备他的门徒
So Lord rebuked his disciples
师父从这里我们看这些门徒实在是太健忘
And then we can see these disciples such easily to forget
这两个神迹事实上我想对任何来说都是一个不太容易忘记的事情。
And I think these two signs are so great, and then it's not that easy to forget.
但是在这里我们看到，当他的门徒的心思意念只是注目在那些物质身体上的需要的时候。
So, however, we can see if these disciples they only focus on the needs on the earth, on the bodies,
啊，以至于他们似乎忘记了
，and they look like they almost forgot
以前神所行的神迹
，and what God had done on for them.
我想这里也给我们同样的教训
，and this is a reminder for us as well.
什么时候我们的心思意念只是在我们肉体物质世界上的需要的时候
If we only focus on focus on the flesh focus on the world
我们以前的经历好像跟我们没有任何关系
Our like a previous experience it doesn't it can't help us too much
而且呢我们就会变成一个非常健忘的人
And then we might like these disciples, like easily to forget.
忘记常常会忘记神的恩典
And we often forget the grace from Lord.
但是我们这里同时也看到
And we can also see
虽然我们常常跟像那些门徒一样，我们信心不足，我们迟钝。
And we like these disciples, we only have little faith, and then we are very blunt, we can't understand.
但是因为耶稣是我们的主，他从不会放弃我们。
And our Jesus is our Lord, He never give up.
所以我想无论我们是在怎样的光景，
No matter what kind of circumstances we are under,
我们不要灰心。
And then don't give up.
我们知道我们是属于主的羊。
And then we are the sheep of the Lord.
我们是属于他的。
We belong to him.
因为耶稣来是要叫人得生命。
So he said he come and give life to us.
而且是得着丰盛的生命。
And then make our life abundant.
我们只要不远离神。
If we don't apart from him,
我想主一定要成全他所要成全的。
And then he will fulfill what he wanted to fulfill.
那这里我们看到主耶稣当时对他的门徒讲。
And then we can see his teaching to the disciples.
要谨慎防备法利赛人和撒都盖人的教。
So watch and beware of the leaven of Pharisees and Sadducees.
就是要防备他们的教训。
And then it's watch and beware of the teaching of Pharisees.
那当初耶稣对他门徒讲的话。
And then this is the words Jesus talked to them.
也是今天对我们这些信耶稣的人讲的。
And this teaching is also for today we believe in him.
Now,我们知道法利赛人跟撒都盖人都是受咒诅的，他们不认识神。
So we can see in the Bible, Pharisees and Sadducees they couldn't understand the Lord.
那我想我们接下去看几个经文是。关于讲到法利赛人的。
So we can read some scriptures about the Pharisees and Sadducees.
在马太福音十五章三到九节那边讲。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 15.
耶稣说那些法利赛人，你们为什么因着你们的遗传犯神的诫命
？And then he said, why you break the command of God for the sake of your tradition?
神说当孝敬父母。
And Lord said, you should honor your father and mother.
又说咒骂父母的必致死他。
Whoever curse father or mother must surely die.
你们倒说无论何人对父母说我所当奉给你们已经做了奉献。
But you said, if anyone tells his father and his mother, what you would gain from me is given to God.
你就可以不孝敬父母。
And he needs no honor his father.
这就是你们借着遗传废了神的诫命。
So this is for the sake of your tradition, you have made void the word of God.
所以给我们看到法利赛人是因着遗传废了神的诫命。
So we can see they break the command of God for the sake of the tradition.
在二十三章二十三节那边又讲。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 23,
你们这假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人有祸了。
And then he said, hypocrites, you, the teachers of law and Pharisees.
因为你们将蒲和茴香、芹菜献上十分之一。
So you tithe the mint and dill and the cumin.
立法上更重的事就是公义、怜悯、信实，反倒不行了。
And then you neglected the weight matters of law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness.
这更重的是你们当行的。
And then that's more important.
那也是不可不行的。
And then you need to do it.
二十五节，你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了。
All to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites.
因为你们洗净杯盘的外面。
And you clean the outside of the cup,
里面
plate,
里面却盛满了勒索和放荡。
But inside the lay full of greedy and self-indulgence.
26节，你们这瞎眼的法利赛人。
You blind Pharisee.
先洗净杯盘的里面。
First clean the inside of the cup and the plate.
好像外面也干净了。
And the outside also might be clean.
27、28的边也讲。
27、28。
你们这假冒为善的文士法利赛人有祸了。
All to you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites.
因为你们好像粉色的坟墓。
For you are like whitewashed tombs.
外面好看。
Which outwardly appear beautiful.
里面却装满了死人的骨头和一切的污秽。
But within are full of death, people's bones and uncleanness.
你们也是如此，在人前外面显出公义来。
So you also outside appeared righteous to others.
里面却装满了假善和不法的事。
But within you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness.
在这里我们可以看到法利赛人是怎样的人呢？
We can see what kind of persons Pharisees.
他们是假冒伪善。
They are hypocrites.
他们守祖宗的遗传。
And then they follow the traditions.
只专注外表。
They only focus on outside.
没有金钱的实际。
And they don't have the reality of, the reality of,
做的都是外面的东西。
And then they, whatever they're doing is outside.
那他们肯口里也承认有神有复活也信天使个灵。
They recognize, they believe, Lord, in, with leaves,
也信圣经
and they believe Bible,
也懂圣经
and then they understood Bible.
那他们的信仰与他们的实际没有任何的关系
and then their religions, their realities, there's no any connection.
他们以为只要在仪式上 有敬拜
they just thinking if they can have the worship,
只要懂圣经上的道理
and then they,
知识
they can understand the knowledge doctrines in the Bible
就可以蒙神的约纳
and then they might please God
他们的信只是在头脑跟嘴唇上
so the faith is only in their brain in their head and then in their lips
我想说到今天
So we're talking about today
你可以有很金钱的外面的东西
So you might have a very, very good religious appearance
或许你从小就跟父母来教会聚会
Maybe you come with your parents to the church when you are young
你也经常出席教会的活动
And you might attend the activities of church
你也做在教会里做一些事情。
And then you might have some service, in the church.
你以为你是一个信徒。
You're thinking you are a believer.
但是你的生命没有任何的改变。
But your life, there's not any change in your life.
你里边没有神的生命。
So there's no any life of, God in you.
你注重的只是这些外面的东西
only,
你用这些外面的东西来麻醉你的良心
So you only focus on your religion's appearance but you just numb your conscience
所以这些都给我们一个很好的警醒因为主耶稣说要防备法利赛人的教
So this is a warning for usAnd then he said, watch and beware of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
那么撒都该人是怎样的人呢?
What kind of people of Sadducees?
撒都该人他们不相信复活。
They don't believe the resurrection.
不相信天使,不相信灵。
They don't believe the angels, they don't believe the spirit.
他们用今天的话讲,就是他们那个时代的所谓的唯物主义者。
So they don't believe these spiritual things.
他们只信他们眼睛能看到的。
So they only believe what they have eyes they thought.
啊，他们只承认他们头脑所能理解的。
So they only recognize the things they are in their brain.
啊，说到底，他们就是不信神。
So they don't believe God.
但是他们还以为自己是信徒。
So they thought they are believers.
啊，联系到今天。
So we talking about today.
啊，你也很容易啊，所谓受这些教训的迷惑。举个例子说，你说我相信科学。
So you might affect by them, and then you might say I believe science.
啊，不是科学所能证明的，我就不太接受。
So if come proved by science, I don't want to believe.
啊，记得以前有碰到一个人，他也经常去教会。
So I met one person, and he also went to church.
他自己也说自己是基督徒。
And he said I'm a Christian.
啊，有一次交谈之后，他竟然问这样的问题。
So in a conversation, he asked a question.
他说你真的相信人是神创造的吗？
And then he asked, do you truly believe the human beings created by God?
啊，我们看到啊，这些实在是受了啊这些教训的迷惑。
So we can see these people they affect by these teachings.
啊，所以当初主耶稣啊教导他的门徒要小心。
So our Lord talked to his disciples, said, "Watch and beware of."
要防备。
And then you need to watch and beware.
啊，今天也是一样。
So today also for us.
我们也是要防备，要小心。
So we also need to watch and beware of.
如果你觉得你的生命中实在离主很远，
So if you are feeling you quite far from Lord,
或者说你从来没有真真实实的从心里感受到神，
And then in your heart you never get a touch from Lord,
你所有的只是你头脑里的知识，
So everything is the knowledge in your brain,
我想你要回到主面前，
And I think you need to come to him.
啊，当你受到所谓现在世界上这些风潮的影响。
When you are affected by the opinions in this world.
以至于你的信心开始动摇的时候。
When your faith is quite unstable.
啊，不能全盘来接受我们所教导圣经所记载的。
And then you can't trust what the Bible said.
那我想你要回到主面前来。
And then I think you need to come to him.
因为我们的主是愿意启示他自己的神。
I think our Lord are very willing to reveal himself.
所以我想通过今天这两处经文的例子，我们知道我们的神是我们的救主，他是可以信靠的。
So we read through these scriptures and we can see our Lord is trustworthy.
不管我们现在的情况如何，
no matter what kind of circumstances,
或许我们会在难处中，现在没有，可能将来也会有。
So maybe you're in trouble, might not probably is not now, but in future you might have.
你都可以来到主面前。
And then you also can come to him.
来信靠他。
And you can rely on him.
他一定会赐我们从他来的平安。
And then he will give his peace from him to you.
啊，不管我们现在的信心不够。
No matter faith is still little.
或者我们实在是愚笨。
And then we are not wise to understand.
但不要灰心。
And don't give up.
因为我们的主是愿意。将他启示给我们的主。
Our Lord is willing to reveal himself to us.
我们是他的羊。
We are the sheep of him.
我们他来是要拯救我们得奉让我们得共奉顺的生命。
So he will give us his life and then the abundant life.
那我们信息就到这里，我们也祷告。
So our message times here, some praise.